thank you for listening to The Revelation of Food. I'm your host, Harry. I believe this is the first time I'm doing my podcast in English, mainly because I'm going to read through the survival guide of Burning Man 2022. Usually, if you listen to The Revelation of Food, it'll be in Mandarin. I talk about my habit. I talk about my love and passion about food. So mostly I share some of the dishes, some of the things I cook. But once every while, I'll share some of the fun activities I'm doing. For example, I'm going to Burning Man in August 28th. It is a 9 days social experiment getaway. So when I receive this survival guide, I want to go through some of the details and of course the principles. So if you're going to Burning Man this year or maybe in the future, maybe you heard it from The Revelation of Food. Okay, so I'll probably do it in English first and do a little translation in Mandarin at the end. So here we go. The Survival Guide of Burning Man 2022. Before I start, I actually like to share a fun story, a little story. When I got the invitation to Burning Man, they told me that I should have a playa name. It's kind of like a name for the Burning Man only. And when I was filling up the form, I put down Sandman because my last name is Sand. And at the time, I didn't know it's actually a character from the DC world, DC comic. And not only that, the Sandman, it's also in charge of the dream of human. He's not a god, but he's a endless, I don't know, spirit some sort. He's in charge of the dream, and my playa name, it's Sandman. And the theme of this year, Burning Man, it's waking dreams. So as the person who's awake and talk about my dream to go to Burning Man in 2 weeks, I'll share the survival guide with you first. Here we go. This survival guide is essential reading for every participant. Read it carefully. Burning Man is not a festival, it is a community and a global culture movement, with local communities and events flourishing all over the world. Burning Man culture emanated from Black Rock City and has spread to every continent. Our ephemeral city in the Black Rock Desert is an annual experiment in temporary community guided by radical self-expression, radical self-reliance, and the rest of the core 10 principles of our culture. In Black Rock City, you are responsible for your own survival, safety, and well-being. You are invited to collaborate, be inclusive, creative, connective, and to leave no trace. The 10 principles, a set of commonly understood values reflected in the Burning Man experience. So it's not a regulation. It's more of a, you know, principles. Okay, here's the first principle, radical inclusion. Anyone may be a part of Burning Man. We welcome and respect the stranger. No prerequisites exist for participation in our community. Welcoming everybody, right? Radical inclusion. Gifting. Burning Man is devoted to acts of gift giving. The value of a gift is unconditional. Gifting does not contemplate a return or an exchange for us for something of equal value. Decommodification. In order to preserve the spirit of gifting, our community seeks to create social environments that are unmediated by commercial sponsorships, transactions, or advertising. We stand ready to protect our culture from such exploitation. We resist the substitution of consumption for participatory experience. That's very cool, right? No sponsorship, no transaction of anything. Next, radical self-reliance. Burning Man encourages the individual to discover, exercise, and rely on their inner resources. Radical self-expression arises from the unique gifts of the individual. No one other than the individual or a collaborating group can determine its content. It is offered as a gift to others. In this period, the giver should respect the rights and liberties of the recipient. Communal effort. Our community values creative cooperation and collaboration. We strive to produce, promote, and protect social networks, public spaces, work of art, and method of communication that support such interaction. Civic responsibility. We value civil society. Community members who organize events should assume responsibility for the public welfare and endeavor to communicate civic responsibilities to participants. They must also assume responsibilities for conducting events in accordance with local, state, and federal laws. Leaving no trace. Our community respects the environment. We are committed to leaving no trace. We are committed to leaving no physical trace of our activities wherever we gather. We clean up after ourselves and endeavor, whenever possible, to leave such places in a better state than when we found them. Next, participation. Our community is committed to a radically participatory ethic. We believe that transformative change, whether in the individual or in a society, can occur only through the medium of deeply personal participation. We achieve being through doing. Everyone is invited to work. Everyone is invited to play. We make the world real through actions that open the heart. Last but not least, immediacy. Immediate experience is, in many ways, the most important touchstone of value in our culture. We seek to overcome barriers that stand between us and a recognition of our inner selves, the reality of those around us, participation in society, and contact with natural world exceeding human powers. No idea can substitute for this experience. So that was the 10 principles, and we go in the the inside of this survival guide. This is kind of like a newsletter, a little paper magazine. So it says the burning essentials. It has 12 points. One, participate. Unlike other events, Burning Man is created by the people who attend. That means you, here, me. Two, leave no trace. So obviously, this is a very important factor for Burning Man. I would say this is probably the only regulation that is enforced here in Burning Man, to leave no trace. We cannot leave any waste of our ourselves, and so no like wastewater, no you cannot dump water on the ground even. Okay, three, portos. Nothing goes in the portable toilet except human waste and one plate toilet tissue. If it wasn't in your body, don't put it in the potty. Okay, so that's what I talk about. Four, commerce. Black Rock City is based on a gifting economy. Marketing, product promotion, and commercial activity are not welcome here. Five, transit. Walking and bike riding are the chosen modes of transit in Black Rock City. Except for public agencies, specially marked service vehicles, and those licensed by the Department of Motor Vehicle, no cars, motorcycles, motor scooters, ATVs, golf carts, or go-karts are allowed to drive in our city or on the open playa around it. Six, personal safety. The Black Rock Desert is a harsh and challenging environment. You are responsible for your own safety. Nights on the playa are dark. Illuminate yourself, your bike, and your artwork. Seven, fire. It's Burning Man, right? So we're gonna talk about fire. Participants using fire effects or burning their artwork must follow our fire art safety guidelines. Structures must be 20 feet from anything burning, including burn barrels. Aerial flares, rockets, explosives, and fireworks are prohibited. Keep at least one ABC fire extinguisher in a central visible location in each camp and one in each camper or trailer. No fires or any kind are allowed on the unprotected playa surface. 8. Sound. Be considerate, neighbor. Large-scale sound zones are along the 2 o'clock and 10 o'clock streets. I'm going to talk about the streets afterwards. But they use clock to locate different, to map different locations. So, okay, mutant vehicles with sound systems must follow the sound policy. If you don't, mutant your vehicle operators may lose their NV license and their right to drive the vehicle for the rest of the event. 9. Laws. The Black Rock Desert is federal land, and Black Rock City is subject to local, state, and federal laws, including those relating to controlled substances. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management and Pershing County Sheriff's Office patrol of BRC, you risk being cited, arrested, and or evicted if you break the law. Burning Man Projects does not promote or condone illegal activities of any kind. 10. Firearms and lasers. Of course, no fire alarms. 11. Tickets and vehicle passes. 12. Event entry. Okay, so the gate will open at 12 a.m., 12:01 a.m. Sunday, August 28th. No one under 18 will be submitted without a parent or guardian. You are legally bound to the term on the back of your ticket. Read them. Anyone caught harboring stowaways faces citation, ejection from the event, and or having their ticket voided. Okay. So, the long-awaited return to Black Rock City. After a two-year, because of COVID, it has been, the Burning Man has stopped for 2000 and 2000, 2020 and 2021. So this will be the first Burning Man after 2019. And arriving, it talks about when we arrive, what we're gonna do, where we're gonna park, no early arrivals, and encourage people to carpool because there will be a long line waiting. You can imagine 70,000 of people are trying to get in to this one city, and at the same time, so traffic is definitely expected. All right, next is the infrastructure on Playa resources. Like any other metropolis, Black Rock City has essential infrastructure and community services. They talk about ice, where we can get ice. I believe ice is the only thing that is sold in Black Rock City, our Burning Man community. Used to have coffee, but I heard they canceled after COVID. They have information booth or a station, Earth Guardian, law enforcement, volunteering, crisis intervention services, emergency services department, radio station, BMIR 94.5 FM. And also they have a post office. So we get to mail out letters from the post office. Okay, so next it talks about Burning Man 365 days a year. The nonprofit Burning Man Project supports and nurtures participants around the world who engage in initiatives and projects inspired by the Burning Man ethos and the 10 principles. To learn more about Burning Man Project, Burners Without Borders, Fly Ranch, and the Burning Man Regional Network, visit Center Camp and Burners Without Borders Camp at 645 and Esplanade. Learn how you can burn 365 days a year in 365, our Burning Man field guide. 365burningman.org. Okay, so this talks about at a special location we can learn how to be a burner even when we're not in Burning Man. All right, what else is there? The city plan, it definitely encourages to ride a bike, so and decorate our bike to make our bike our own and to have a lock. Because people don't have a bike, might borrow our bikes. Leaving No Trace, which I talk about a bit. If you must buy single serving drinks, choose aluminum cans over glass bottles. Aluminum cans can be recycled at the recycle camp, okay? Okay, I guess Leaving No Trace, it's an important part, so why don't I also read about this? The Black Rock Desert is a place unlike any other. A wide expanse of possibilities set in the heart of one of the most scenic, culturally rich significantly important and yet least known public land in the country. The Black Rock Desert, High Rock Canyon, Emigrant Trails National Conservation Area is part of the nation's prized national conservation lands, a special designation given by the U.S. government. We are grateful for the stunningly beautiful location and are equally committed to respecting and protecting this special place. So Black Rock City is the largest Leave No Trace event in the world. There is no garbage collection service in Black Rock City. It is up to all of us to remove all matters out of place. So we call this MOOP, Matter Out of Place, MOOP, M-O-O-P. Our permit with BLM allows us a short period of time to restore the playa to its original condition. We can only satisfy BLM stipulations and pass inspection if all citizens share the responsibility of leaving no trace by MOOP, sweeping our camps, art projects, and beloved Black Rock City. Black Rock City has a volunteer-led environmental compliance and LNT, Leave No Trace, LNT outreach team. This group of Earth Guardians and Black Rock Rangers educate and helps participants address common environmental issues such as vehicle oil leaks and wastewater spills. Help us help you. If our team finds an issue, you'll be given 24 hours to fix it. If you may face a BLM citation or eviction if you don't address oil or wastewater spills. If you need help, visit Black Rock Rangers and Earth Guardians. So they are very strict with our MOOP, Matter Out of Place. What else? The elements, breathing, beating, the heat and cold, rainstorms, and there's also dust storms in Black Rock City. So it's suggested that we must bring, what do we have to bring? First, our ticket, photo ID, and confirmation number for will call pickup. I have no idea what that is. 1.5 gallon of water per person per day. If you join any camps, I guess some of the camp provide the waters for you. A reusable water bottle, which I have, check. Food and beverages. Also, the camp I joined, they provide some food. And also, actually, I'm involved in the kitchen team. So I'll be cooking for whoever at Burning Man. So if somehow you heard this podcast before Burning Man, you're going to 2022 Burning Man, visit Mazu Camp. I believe we're located in 7:45, somewhere around there, and in the street, I Street. Feel free to come over, and if I'm there, ask for the Sandman. I'll fix you something to eat. Also, an extensive first aid kit, sunscreen, sunblocks, and sunglasses. These are important. Warm clothing. It's a desert, and night will be cold. Particle or dust mask. Goggles to protect eyes during dust storms. Yeah, I bought a goggle. Rope and tied down straps. Okay, I'll bring some rope. Hand sanitizer. Garbage and recycling black bags and tools to clean up your camp. Duct tape. You'll find a need for it, guarantee. Okay, duct tape. flashlight and spare batteries. Headlamps are useful. Lights for your bike and your person. We're going to wear lights in case it's too dark at night. A good camp tent or other shelter and warm sleeping bags and bedding. Luckily, I'm traveling in RV this year, so I'll be staying in the RV. Portable ashtray if you smoke. If you're my listener, you know I quit. I don't smoke, and I don't plan to smoke in Burning Man as well. Prescription in their original containers. Okay, so if you're taking any sort of drug, you bring your prescription. Contact lenses, supplies, disposable work grate, and anything else you need to maintain your health in a remote area with no services. Fire extinguisher, common sense, and an open mind, a sense of humor, and a positive attitude. I guess this is something we must bring. Of course, they also talk about something that we should probably bring that include like cookwares, lotion, lip balms, different sort of bag like Ziploc, or costumes, or bike locks, or even like tennis balls for your tent nails. For your tent stakes, I think. Yeah. All right. So how to be a good citizen of Black Rock City. I think we can skip here. Not that I don't plan to be a good citizen, but if we're a good citizen in our own city, of course, we're going to follow the rules in Black Rock City, right? And your role in the survival of Black Rock City. They talk about food, noise. Pretty much we cover everything. The law enforcement, we talk about it. After all, Black Rock City is still under the... I'm blanking out. Black Rock City is still part of the Nevada state. So it follows the state law as well as the federal law. Traffic. So yes, it talks about when we leave and when we arrive, what's the best time? How do we avoid traffics? So lastly, I think that was pretty much everything from the surviving guide. If you need directions or maps, I hope, if you're going to Burning Man, you have all those already. I don't think I need to read it here. I do want to spend a little time to do some translation at the end in Mandarin for my usual listeners. All right, so... thanks for listening. If you don't understand Mandarin, hope to see you again in my future English episodes. 好，那接下来我就换成中文了。这个，得先感谢真啊，在 Clubhouse 的真，因为他有一次一直问我说，哎，为什么不做个英文的 podcast？ 那这个想了半天，我觉得也对，为什么不呢？那干脆就先把这个 survival guide 既然要念，我就在 clubhouse 我都念了英文书那么多次了，在 podcast 念就念嘛，对吧？接下来呢，咱们休息一下，然后我待会儿把它稍微简单的用中文解释一下，然后我们就在 Burning Man 之后再见咯。好，我想这是我进 Burning Man 以前最后一集的 podcast， 接下来就是 我燃烧火人完之后的我了。会不会有不同我也不知道，但是呢，我其实一定不会什么不同嘛，我还是我是吧，只是会多了一点不同的经验。Burning Man 每一年大概都有七八万人参加，在2019年的时候停止了，2019年举办完了之后就停止了，因为 COVID-19 的关系，所以2020年、2021年都停了，今年重新又再开始。一开始的时候我念了10个所谓的这个 Burning Man 的 principles 啊 principles， 好像翻成就是10原则吧。那这个原则呢，其实它也不是一个强制要求的，但是是为了让参加的人有更好的体验。所以第一个 radical inclusion， 极致的包容。我也打算我在后面几天的Clubhouse 早上可以跟固定每天早上在我房间里面聊天的朋友们，大家一起来聊聊这些所谓的原则。第一个 radical inclusion， 我觉得有些原则可能我们是否除了在 Burning Man 之外我们都可以在一般的生活当中用到的呢？中文翻成极致包容，极致包容，我不太确定是不是好的这个翻译啊。但是呢，你能够如何去包容一个人，这个在 Burning Man 是重要的，因为我相信我们会看到很多不同的人，不同的样子。所以我觉得他这个 radical inclusion， 极致的包容，意思就是，用最。对了，我们就用极致包容吧，就最大的包容力去包容所有你所看到的一切，好的跟坏的。所以这件事情我觉得从一开始我们之前 Burning Man 有做过几次的 Zoom meeting， 我觉得我自己就在锻炼了，可能有一些情况是跟自己所想象的不太一样的，但是我们如何去练习它，如何去练习极致包容，我觉得这挺重要的。OK， 第二个gifting， 无私的馈赠。在 Burning Man 就是要不断的送，也不是不断的送，而是你就是用，因为它里面完全是没有这个，下一个会讲到这个去商品化，decommodification， 糟糕，我前面是不是念错了 decommodification。如果念错的话，那前面英文的不好意思，反正too late。去商品化跟 gifting， 所以呢，这两个原则就是在里面，我们尽量把 logo， 任何衣服的 logo， 包包上的 logo 都贴起来，然后用更无私的去在这个里面跟人家生活个9天吧。接下来 radical self reliance。自力更生，在里面要靠自己的方式，尽量的去自己依靠自己。接下来 communal effort， 你要有一个社区的精神，在里面不是只有我自己一个人而已。如果只想做自己一个人，那就是内观好了，去这种一个人的地方跟自己相处。但是这里更多的我觉得展现的是一个如何在这个社区里面跟周围的人，可能没有自己熟悉的朋友，特别对我来讲了，可能没有亲人，没有朋友，但是我们大家都同样在一个社区里面的时候，哎，大家都会是我的亲人，都会是我的朋友，是吧？ Leaving no trace， 我们刚前面讲过了很多了，就是不留痕迹，这里的一切都要自己清理干净。所以这个是我觉得可能在一般生活当中最不容易的，因为我们也很习惯了到哪都有人帮我们清理嘛，哪里都有垃圾桶啦等等的，所以这个是一个挺不一样的练习吧。然后再来是 participation， 积极参与。我觉得这跟 communal effort 是差不多的，就是当你有参与了之后，你就会有一种归属感，就会属于在这个里面跟大家变成像是同一个社区里面所住的人一样。最后一个是 immediacy， 中文翻成活在当下。 在之前我听过一个 orientation， 他们讲说因为在这个城市里面有太多的艺术品可以看，太多的活动正在发生了，所以每个人都会想尽办法要去到不同的地方。但是第一个有天气的变化，这是你控制不了的，第二个人潮有的时候很多排也排不到，所以当对某种期待感太深的时候，反而失去了活在当下的这种快乐。这个活在当下我觉得也是过去这两三年以来我一直不断的在有试着提醒自己跟练习的，就是如何不让自己一直活在过去的伤痛之中，或者是一直想着未来还没有发生的事情，怎么样子能够更在当下好好的活着，而且appreciate 当下的这一切。其实不太容易，但是是很好的练习吧。所以大致上其他的一些我觉得这个 survival guide 里面的内容我想也不需要再特别翻译了啦，就是我看我觉得主要有一个挺有趣的，就是它这里面的整个地图啊是用时间，从像一个时钟一样，从2点钟到10点钟的位置是有人就是不同的camp 的区域。那我所参加的这个妈祖 camp 是台湾梦想基金会所带领的一个团队，我记得好像是在7:45的 Street I， 就是 Inception Street Inception。他们是从 ABCDEFGHIJK 从最内往外分的，所以最内的呢有一个所谓的 Esplanade， 这个是属于最内围的一圈，然后接下来就从 ABCDEFGHI， 那我是属于在 I 区的7:45，我如果没有记错的话，挺好。所以呢对，大概这就是我觉得到目前为止 Burning Man， 我觉得除了我行李有一些还没有收好之外，其他差不多了。我可能还会上网去，像读完这些之后我可能会再订一个头灯吧，这可能是必要的，然后或许要买一个防晒油，可能这两个是我目前想到最后还需要再购买的了，不然其他我也不打算特别准备什么 costume 啦，就在那边可以好好享受在那边的9天。这个享受包含即使天气很恶劣，想起来很热，没办法吹冷气，这个也就是某种享受嘛，某种体验，就是一个难得的经验。主要想到说能够去到这样子的一个活动也是一个很特殊的机缘，一切还是要感谢 Clubhouse 了。这个一开始介绍了 Burning Man 让我知道，就没想到还有机会让我能够去到 Burning Man， 挺开心的。然后对于这样子的一个大型的所谓社区实验的这样子一个活动，我觉得能参与都很好，而且很多不同的美国的企业也都想要看到说到底 Burning Man 他们的成功之点是在哪里。他最早是从1980几年开始，有几个朋友在旧金山海边开始做的一个萤火仪式而已，结果没想到做了几年之后就被搬到了，他们就被旧金山那边的警方制止，没有permit 嘛，结果他们反而跑到了 Nevada 的 Black Rock City， 那Black Rock Desert， 在这个 desert 里面开始，然后变成由这个 Burning Man Project 这个非营利组织来举办，结果没想到做起来可以一直有人数的增加，然后慢慢刚刚那个10个 principal 也是慢慢开始所开始写出来的，所以他们也是一个很，他们像是一个有机体一样，是 一边在成长，一边在也在摸索当中，所以很多的 non-profit 都很好奇说他们如何能够让大家抢破了头拼了命的去参与。我前一阵子听到有些朋友在问现在要买的黄牛票啊，一张都已经被叫到了2000到4000甚至到6000美金一张票了，想起来挺夸张的。所以我觉得就利用这个机会去参加一个这样子的一个所谓的社区实验，然后去体验一下在美国这边沙漠生存的状态吧。好，那这就是我这个所谓的 bonus episode， 我要也是第一次把它放在 bonus episode 里面，我不知道会不会放成功哈，待会儿我们就来试试看，然后就等我火人季回来之后，我们再见咯，拜拜。